I tried to see the way much of my doer am I chayiv. A number of machlokes and Rashi and Tosfos in this Tosfos, and I will try in the brief amount of time we have to touch all the bases, or at least some of the bases. Okay? There are two machlokes in here between two basic machlokes and Rashi and Tosfos. One in Dine Yisr and one in Dine Mon. In other words, there's one legabi chi of Nisa and one legabi chi of Teshlum. So there are two things that they argue about. Either loy matu ladure amai chai. Amai chai of what? Either loy matu ladure amai chai of what is chai of? Rashi says amai chai of Nisa and Taisus argues. The former one. And Taisus learns amai chai of Mon and Rashi argues. The second one. So we have to understand what are they arguing about the Gabi Chiyah Misa, what are they arguing about the Gabi Chiyah Mon. Try to explain. The first question of Chiyah Misa is easier for me to explain to you. The second one is more difficult. So let's start with the first, and then hopefully time will run out and won't have to explain the second. Okay, the first question. You're going to do it on my side. Pirsha Kutchus, Amai Chai of Isa. Kasha Levi? Levi, what do you mean? Luke, she says that. Kagai Shemir Tzaynei Maniach Lai Mitzvah. That he is willing. He tells his friend, you know, I always wondered what the traces taste like, Shuma taste like, to stick it down my throat. The Hashta Vagai Chai of Isa. Apagagwa, that's why I do it. Two. What's going on? What did we say? Merit Sinai and Yechle Mitzchai the Hashda Vade Chayiv Misa. I forgot what Masul Adur. Basically, this is a one-line touch. It's an end of here. Okay, this is before the moment. What would you say? What did you say about Rashi? So you can go that way. You could say the Gemara is not talking about Sinai, it's talking about Karachai. There's no Machlokes. Machlokes is the time that's time the Gemara. And it's possible to say that, but it's Tesla Tasha still share, because why doesn't the Gemara just say, I'm not saying? The Gemara is looking for a Hechit Timsa, we're rubbing a Bayard. So why not say the argument in case of Merit Sinai? So it would be more satisfying to learn, and the Haflah learns, that they argue about the din in the case of Merit Sinai. So how do you, how would you answer Rashi? It's so precious.
The other guy put it in his throat and he
doesn't
know he can't figure it out, and what he is doing might be
useful. That's the question of Sinai, though. Rashi will say, a man opens his mouth, and his friend sticks it down his throat to a point where he can't bring it up. Why is he chayav misa? He didn't do any nice aveira. What did he do nice aveira? He didn't do anything. No. Place it says, Kivishur mitzaynay meniyah. Litchay, that's a badai chayav. What do you mean badai chayav misa? Why is he badai chayav misa? He didn't do anything. The only thing he did is he was happy. But being happy enough that someone sits there and says, oh, doesn't make you chayav. Where did he do a nice aveira? What? He didn't stop it. He was very happy about it. But that's not eating. But eating is when you do the mice of eating. Did he do a mice of error?
By not stopping.
You'll say, maybe you see this for the pleasure, not for the mice. What? Eating is. Doesn't eating require a maestro? Maybe you're right. The Haflah says that you could be chayiv on eating without a maestro, just like karka oilon by Eloyim, just like a woman. With Mizanim or Tzayna, even though she doesn't do any Maisa, she's chayiv. But the same thing, by eating, if you eat without a Maisa, you're also chayiv. But here he didn't chew. See, there's no Isser in chewing. You should know that Minatayra, if you chew trace and spit it out, you're not going to get it. I'm not a Gorin of Biyachani. It says it's Gorin Umeya. We pass in Hanata Gorin. So chewing itself is not. Going down the throat, that pleasure is what's up. Now, that Hanata Gorin, he didn't do it. It just happened to him. Sure, he was happy about it. But someone else did it and was stuck it down to a place where he couldn't cough it up. Did he do anything? No. That's our flaw. Well, you see by Znor that a woman is chayin, even though she doesn't do anything. So here, but she has to want. If she wants, she's chayin. Same thing over here. You kind of. Okay, I'll phrase it a little differently. It seems like an improper comparison because nurse, that's the normal way for a woman to be in a zayin. But the Torah said a woman is designed as chayav nisa for an erva. Of course, the Torah meant she doesn't do a nisa. That's normal. That's no riot to eating, which eating normally you eat with a nisa. So we're going to say, well, just because I write yachayiv, even though you don't do a nisa, you're also yachayiv even without a nisa. It's not a proof. Doesn't prove anything. From what? Why the heck do you have the Torah of the Kabbalah at that time? The Karkaylon. So the Torah has the right to tell us we want to be mechayev. This person needs, even though she didn't do a mitzvah. The Torah can do that. The Torah can say yechayev nisa for this. Fine. It doesn't prove that every other case yechayev nisa without a mitzvah. So again, that doesn't prove to me. That doesn't prove to me to be a Shemayim. I don't mean you have to do a Maisa. It could be. But the Issa here says Mashava of eating traces is Machayev a person? No. You could say Hanor. It could be. The Sashik of Chalom Varoy is Chayev. It could be. It's a Mahalos to say that Tosha told that the Hanor is the Shita. Could say. Could say Tosha's Shita is that the main thing is the Hanor. And if you had the Hanor, that's why you're Chayev. But Rashi is not a problem. We have no problem with Rashi. Rashi will answer. That good Tosha holds that way. Rashi will answer. I hold that even if it's Mir Sinai, if someone else sits it down, the person's strong, the person's not chayiv because he didn't do anything. The Aveir, you have to do the Aveir. He didn't do the Aveir. He was just the object in which the Aveir was done. He didn't do anything. His mouth was open. That's what he did. Well, it's a complicated question. It's not so pushy. It could be that's a mahalos. It's not the mahalos I want to go with today, but you could go with the mahalos that Mr. Asik the Chalavah Reis is high. It seems that Tanoa, even if someone else does it, you'd be high. The person can make the argument. What I'd like to do is try to explain to you that I think it's totally in two gemaras. Before anything, Machlech Rashi Taisus is. Tosha says Yechayev Nisa even though you didn't do a Maisa, just because you let someone else do the Maisa to you. And Rashi holds, no, you need a Maisa. You're not Chayev Nisa unless you did a Maisa. That's your Truma. You didn't do a Maisa, that's your Truma. Probably push Pesha Machlech Rashi Taisus. The Ritzva is going with the Mahalach that Rashi holds. That the Ritzvah, I told you, there are two Mahalachs. There's a Mahalach, which is the Ritzvah's Mahalach, that there is no Machlokes. It's just Rashi says that about Karchai for the other reason. And it says that every Shrine is really bad to no Machlokes. That's one Mahalach, but it's not the Mahalach of the Haflah, probably. And I believe the Shita doesn't go with the Mahalach either. So, We'll see. I'd like to get to the Ritzvah as well. What I just would like to show you is that there is a mahalos here to understand the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in a more clearly stick away. So I'm going to tell you two Gemaras. One's in the Farish Gemara that will help us for Rashi, and one's in the Farish Gemara that will help us for Tosfos. One is Makis Tachof HaMizeis. Talks about the Aveira of cutting one's payas with a razor, which, as you all know, is an Mitzvah Tosfos. Makis. Makis is someone who is Makis Rashi, cuts off his face. So the Gemara says, Echad Hanik Makis, Echad Hanik is like it. Someone goes to the barber and tells the barber, cut off my face, the barber cuts off his face. Echad Hanakis, say the one who cuts. Echad Hanik is say the person whose beard was cut or was shaved with a razor. Like that, they both get Makis. So the nikif also gets makis. Amalek. The Gemara says, "Our sister said, Manda achol tarmi barbi lalaki." Says this guy's sitting there, and he's expressing, he's sitting there eating dates. So he should get makis. He wasn't doing anything. He was just sitting there. The other guy person gave him the haircut. Should he get makis? It's a lot of shame by Meisim. So the Gemara says, "Rav Ashi Yainer b'misayeya v'divrei hakar." Why does the nikif get makis? Because he's a misayeya. Rashi says misayeya means Mazmin Hasarais Lamakis. What does that mean? If a person sits at a barber and he wants the barber to cut off his pay, and he's Mazmin Sarais of Lamakis, what does that mean? Mazmin Sarais of Lamakis. What? He puts his head at the right position that the guy can give him the shake. And he holds his head available at the right position. That's called not only an Aveira, but a Maisa Aveira. Follow? The Gemara's kasha was a lot shame by Maisa. I said, no, if you say yeah, yeah, if you sit there and you position yourself in a way that you can cut off your shave with a razor, so that is enough to be considered a Maisa. This Gemara stems with the Taisa. Taisa says, Mirtzaynai. So what's the kasha? He didn't do anything. If you go, if you ask someone to put something into your mouth, what does it mean? If you sit in a place and you open your mouth and you let the person stuff it down your mouth, you know what it means? So it's the same as getting a haircut. What does it, you get a haircut, you sit there ready for a haircut. Or you sit there ready for someone to stuff something down your mouth. Obviously you open your mouth. So it's the same thing. So from the Gemara Makis, it seems that that's called a mice. It should be taste to cheat. Rashi, he says. There's a second Gemara. Gemara is a Beis. That's called Beis. Gemara says that there's an Isser to have eye medicine on Yom Tov. Unless, of course, it's a Sakana. But otherwise, the person is allowed to put in eye medicine on Yom Tov. One shot. Right? So the Gemara tells us it's a Master. A Meimar Gufe Tchokul Einam Enochri B'Shabbat. A Meimar had a guy put in his eye drops on Shabbat. Amalei. Ravashi. Ravashi told him. My Daitet, what do you say? That called Tarche Chayla is Naide Enochri B'Shabbat. That's just a guy did it. And any Tarche Chayla, guy's allowed to do on Shabbat. Honey, really, when can a guy do it? Hey, for the lady, say, hey, about it, if you don't help him. Abomar, come and say, about it. When you put eye drops in your eyes, you are helping him. To come into Pasach, you blink your eyes, you know, you get eye drops. I don't know why, because you're supposed to blink your eyes. Make the going better or something. So you want to say, yeah, yeah. On the way, so we answered him. Our neighbor answered him. He said, yeah, yeah, anybody knows. So yeah, yeah, it doesn't count. So that if I go, and I have the guy put eye drops in my eyes, so I go and I feel my head tilted back and I open my eyes, I'm not doing any nicer. I'm not doing it. To say, hey, and I manage. So this Gemara apparently says that Mitzayaya is nothing. That Mitzayaya is nothing. That if I sit with my eyes and hear, I'm even blinking my eyes. So Mitzayaya, and I manage. So this Gemara seems to indicate that if you sit back, open your mouth, someone can stick food down your throat. And they vanish, there's no listening. So this which sin, which he says, Rashi, that just being the say, yeah, is nothing. So that we have two sugyas that seem to contradict each other. But we have at least a makar for each one or the other. Now Taisus holds that it's something. Because Taisus holds it's something because you're like a nikid. You imagine in Sairaisa. So you're up, you imagine in your mouth. So someone to stuff it down. That's called a maitaveh. Rashi holds it's not a maitaveh. The problem is the stira, how do we answer the stira of the two sugyas? Obviously, when you have a stira of two gemaras, even you say this gemara is the ikar, that gemara is an exception. Rashi Taisus would probably disagree with the exception of the not the exception. But the truth is that there are some of the parshim that ask the stira of the two sugyas. Whether it's far, for one, yes, the two sugyas are sides to each other. And it's first teret, the way it's explained by the Chazanish, in Yerodea, Siman Ayin Tess, the beginning of Siman Ayin Tess explains the Ritvah. The Chazanish says two things. First, he says that if you hold your body in an abnormal position, that's called a Maisa, even though you're not moving. So let's say you hold your head in a position for a haircut. And it's not normal to sit stiff for 5 minutes. And that's called a mice. And it's called a mice. That's why I nick at the sky. That's called a mice. Ah, you're only in the sight. What he says is that it's the difference between the Gemara and Daya and the Gemara and Gemara Makis is talking about a nikif. The Torah, the Beilish is Marba, but a nikif, it's also to have your hair cut. Nobody holds that you can go to a guy and have your hair cut. Because a nikif, it also has an issue on having his hair cut. Marba from a Rebbe Yakov, that a nikif is also, it's also awesome, the person to get mounted. So where is an Isser on a Nikif? So there, if you say, yeah, yeah, that's enough to make you a Nikif. Holding your head in a certain position is enough to make you a Nikif. By the eye drop, there's no Isser on being a Nikhal. No Isser on being the recipient of eye drops, of medicine. This is the put medicine. There, when you say, yeah, yeah, it's taka true that you're a Nikhal. That's not an Isser. Helping doesn't make you that you did the Avera of putting the eye drop. So that you say, yeah, yeah, it's not as if you did the mice. The same thing about a haircut. When you only say, yeah, yeah, you don't get an Einish for being a makis, for being a person who gives haircuts. You get an Einish for being a nikif. Just that a nikif to get markets needs a mice. So that's called a mice. You say, yeah, it's a mice. But what? The makis is the echad of makis, that's an Einish of life. There's one Avera in the Nikif, and there's a rebound cross in a Nikif. So where the Nikif is doing an Avera by being Nikif, and the Shailas is in a Maisa, you say, yeah, he has enough to make it a Maisa. By Chal, by the eye drops, it's true that it's considered a Maisa, but it's considered a Maisa of being Nikchal, of being the recipient of medicine. There's no recipient of recipient. This is to do it. See that this is to do it. So there, we say, yeah, yeah, my mom. You didn't do it. You didn't put in the eye drops just because you sat with your eyes open and blink. But you didn't place them in. So it's not considered that you place them in. So mainly the serious who still gets you there. Help me call you the question. By food, you need someone to pick it up. You fix it all the way down where you can't bring it up. That's the shine. Yes.
Can you explain the same way you're going to be out and when the alcohol is finally playing in the wrong one,
Buddha
did. Can I hear the stewards of the Maharaj?
Is that when the Maharaj wrote an opposite narrative, the intention of the Maharaj to be the general public has to be just to be part of the conclusion to the fact that they do not really expect the Maharaj.
Right.
No,
there's no question that there's an issur. No, that's not a question. That the nikkur is also is no question. The question is it a lashiyesh by ma'aser or a lashiyin by ma'aser? You're right. The kavod ha'tayr is definitely that you're not allowed to go get your pay and check. Look, the question is that called a ma'aser or not a ma'aser? You're saying it's a ma'aser. You're saying it's a ma'aser.
Why would you have to go?
You give a mouth, not an issue. The Aver is Aver no matter what. But they were not saying it's a ma'aser.
We're not saying it's a ma'aser, we're saying that it's just included in it, it's included as part of the. So, this say it's included in it.
But there's nothing to do, you're right. So Terry meant Tasha and Nikit. Now, is it Rav Sheish by Maisha? Rav Sheish by Maisha. Especially for the
Maisha.
To get mounted. Rav Sheish by Maisha. First, he gives himself a shave with a razor, he has someone else do it. So when the Terry said and Nikit is off, it's also both ways. Like, someone else does it, you do. But the question is, you do the Malkit, it's Rav Sheish by Maisha. It's a big Kiddush that's just positioning itself as the Yesh by Maisha. Anyway, this is how the Tzadik explains the response. He entered the Sira that, again, that position in your head, what is it? It's a Maisa. But it's not a Maisa of doing it to you, it's a Maisa of what you're doing. It's not a Maisa Makif, it's a Maisa Nikif. So where the Nikif is over, not very, very silent. Where the Makif is over, it's not.
Yeah.
Now, plug that into our Gemara. Person sits with his mouth wide open. Sinai, someone should stick something down his throat. So Zastecha Zaynish, that's a Maisa. Sitting in an unnatural position for the purpose of having food stuck down his mouth. Zastecha Zaynish. That's like Nikit. That's a Maisa. If it's a Maisa, whose Aveira is it? Well, whose Aveira is it here? The person eating it. The Aveira is to eat it. No, they were putting, you're not allowed to put it in someone else's mouth because it wasn't either. But the person who puts it in someone's mouth, he himself is not al Eichel Aveira. So it was follow when Taisa says, Hashta Vadei Chayim Nisa. That it is Vadei considered a Nisa. The Aflah says, Hitchuram Farshim, Layavid Nidhi. So it would come out, wait, because the issue is explained to Gemara Matthias, it comes out that Taisa is understood. That's the Pshat in Taisa. Pshat in Taisa is. That since you're holding your mouth in such a position where somebody can stuff it down your mouth, that's enough to be mechayev. You can do a ma'aser. That's called a ma'aser. You say yes, they manish. Where it's an aveira to the one who's doing it. That'll be tayshu shita. Rashi will disagree with this. Rashi will have to have some other tariff and the spirit has to agree. And Rashi holds, like I think the Pashtus of Florida would be before the city, somebody else would be attacking at the end. I think the Mishnah Berurah brings this much like it in the beginning of the Mishnah Tosef by Shmuel the Shiloh there, if you're two-thirds here, you're allowed to pay. So a guy is allowed to do a malacha for a chayla. Even in any Sakana, a guy can do any malacha for a chayla. Can you go to a Gaisha dentist and have him pull your tooth on Shabbos? What's that all in? What's that all in? You have to open your mouth so that the guy can pull your tooth. Is that opening of your mouth so that a guy can pull your tooth, is that considered? That considered your ma'aser, in which case it's also, was it considered to say, yeah, yeah, my ma'aser? And the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokes, he brings Chalukei Deis, because of Taz, I think by Yehoshua Rabbah, it the Tata Asur, he says this is a Mesayesh, Yesh Vaymanish. And Rashi's Lashon is to the Kama Chalkin Olav, doesn't say his name. Many argue on him. Sinagadim, they are rabbi. And this Machlokes is really Machlokes Rashi and Taisa. The way we're learning now is Machlokes Rashi and Taisa. When you sit with your mouth open, is that all that you're doing it? This is one of them. Right. Yeah, that's, but that's not a tiger. It's true that a haircut, technically, someone could give you even in your sleep if you don't have to put your head any special way. Whereas putting things in your mouth, unless you sleep with your mouth open, you can't do it. But Lamaisa, I don't know of anybody with Machale, if Lamaisa, you didn't do it that way. Well, nicely you did it by helping. It'd be not for you, you did it without helping, but you did it without helping. So the dish up is our favorite. The question is what you did by opening your mouth. I have to talk about that now. Let's get to the money. Money issues. We have here another Machlokes Rashi Taisus regarding Maimonides, which has really more than one on the Kuda. Let's see Taisus. Maimon nami loy lechayiv, even loy matzila joy. Oh, no, it's right here, may have it. He shed it away. In the early, Haki Tush. Amai chayiv means Maimon. How are you loy God's loy? Vana osay loy lechayiv. He's not even chayiv on that, no. So what does he say? You're part of a moment. You're Nehemna. Our whole Gemara is that you're Chayef and Nehemna. But do we know when are you chayif in Nehemna? When it's yesh v'bailam. But now when it's eim v'bailam. What does that mean? What do we say? That if someone sticks something down my throat to a place where I could cough it up, what's it in? If someone sticks it up to a place where I could cough it up, then I have to pay off Nehemna. It's really nimble. It's already down, pretty far down. But still I pay off Nehemiah. But if he sticks it further down, I can't cough it up, but then I don't pay off Nehemiah. Someone to explain, why is the difference? If someone sticks it down my throat where I could cough it up, but I'm not a Ganesh because it's already used anyway. So I've got it up top, just off Nehemiah on Chayyim. Or if he sticks it very far down, and then off Nehemna, I'm puzzled. So why, when the person sticks it further down, don't I pay off Nehemna? The Hanzal comes afterwards, and it goes down the throat. What? Anos Groinai is after where he stuck it.
Right, so that's not
Anos Groinai. You have to pay for Anos Groinai. Why do you have to pay for Anos Groinai? When he stuck it to a place with Mios already, and it was less than a pruta, then I have to pay for Anos Groinai. When we stuck it to a place where I can't force it up, then I don't pay. The chiyuv is al gaz when I understand. The chiyuv of hana, what's the difference? Because where it is, I should have other
ways. If you do yourself, you carry this to take from that up. When you put from that up, not carry this one, therefore you carry on top, you have to carry on the chiyuv. You can do that.
But I pay for hana from something that's already near.
Right, but you don't have this, you can take it out.
So why am I pressing for a moment in Tyson's case? But in both cases, it's near.
So that's what makes that one. So, in both cases, I had enough of something that wasn't worth a Shabbat person. So when it's Epshalai Durei, I'm Chai. So if I see from that, that I have to pay, even though I'm Nehemet, it's worth less than a person. I pay because I'm Nehemet. Someone else is there. Shane came.
Right.
The Tesis doesn't mean Otkama. Tesis means Amaychai of Nisa, that the Esam in Otkai, what's the Mitzvah's Lashon? The Mitzvah says why in Otkai. He says, I'm not the Mitzvah to read. The Mitzvah says why in Otkai is, the Bishosh is an Ahenem Imenu Kavaru Ovid Min Oil. That was a comment. The Shoshu Nebid met a Kavaru of an island, Shubu Makim, the way after Lazarus. It's always Ovid Min Oil when you have an island. I know it's always the same part of your throat. This is the part I told you I have a hard time explaining. But no, you can't tell me, Kayaf, I know about Kayaf. That's what they should say. He says it's Kavaru of an island.
You're not having enough
enough in the food. You're getting the same enough in the food both cases. No difference how far the person starts. You're having enough when it goes further.
So, you
know, it's not where it's up.
Now,
once
you finish following
it,
you have enough. You talk about God, you're not having
enough. You've had it close enough. It's close.
You're giving yourself
that enough. In one case, I'm giving myself that enough. I'm saying it's not worth a pizza. And in one case, I have no choice. But I'm still Nehemet, my sheev is for the Hanoah, not for the Gezeri. But Shimon, in similar ways, is this Kasher. It's a little hard to understand what he means in the Teret. I think I'm going to start explaining it, I'm going to get stuck. I went up to Weinberg before Shea, and I should start explaining something I don't understand. Sometimes it's good you explain it, and maybe people will pick up on it. I don't know. But Shimon says something like this. He says that if you do a tachbayla, if you do a trick, you find a trick, a way to get someone to give you a hanah, so you're chai about the nehemah. You're chai, you're a smart fellow. You can figure out a way to have enough from someone that you're not technically a godly. So you have to pay out the name. But only if you participated. Only if you participated. Bring the Gemara where a kuf, a monkey, threw your dye on my semer. He dyed my semer with your dye. So I'm in a henna. And I'm still puffing. Dye is anybody manage. I can't return to dye. It's absorbed in the wool. Now when I sell the wool, I'll get more money from it. But that's called a nehenna that's puffer. Even though nehenna normally is chayiv, I'm nehenna from your loss. I normally have to pay. But here, I'm puffer. Look at Shimon why. Because I did this tachbailus without any nice of my own. So when I do it, I do a trick to have on the so when I do it without any nice of my own, then I'm puzzled. When I do it with a ma'isah, which ma'isah? With swallowing it for, in a place where I could have cooked it up. Then, okay. Oh, this is not a tour by manager. It's Nichem Bokeh, the Tesla is Mer Sinai. He was always Nichem. Sorry when the guy took it halfway down, full way down, the Tesla is Mer Sinai, took it Mer Sinai. He was always happy. It was always a trick. Find out a way to have
enough.
Tali is considered a mantra. It's not what he puts in the head. It's considered a mantra. Look, Maramukha Mani, lost the short friction. If someone could explain it, it would be good. And we have basically finished the Yomit. This talk here, I'm not going to go into. What I'd like you to do is to hazard the Yomit. I think that it would be good if you made a list, a short list, of the klalim that we had on this Yomit. Because, I mean, as the third parak goes, this Yomit is pretty loaded with a lot. I'd like you to hazard this Yomit on Sunday, tomorrow and Sunday. And I'd like that everyone should make themselves a list of the klalim that we had. There were a number of side issues. I think you take, not a long thing, just one piece of paper, just the 7-8 topics, the klalim that we had in this sugya. I think it'll help you in your chazara. You'll have a picture of the Yomit. And Yisrael Shema Monday, we're going to get into Shaflamet Aleph Amet Aleph, which is still coming. Rami, now a whole different aspect. We'll finish up with more on the bottom, but be prepared for Monday.